Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sharing Good Times by Jimmy Carter. Read by the author.
In the past, I have written about history, political science, religion, the technique of negotiation, outdoor experiences, a novel about the Revolutionary War, a book of poetry, and a presidential memoir. All fairly serious subjects. This book is about the more challenging, relaxing, and enjoyable experiences that I have known, both at work and at play. I've described personal hobbies, excursions to exotic places, political campaigns, volunteer work, fishing, skiing, climbing mountains, baseball, family vacations, and simply relaxed days and nights with little to do except exchange memories and ideas with family and friends, across the years and across generations. Few of these adventures have been especially newsworthy, and I still enjoy some of them in solitude. But the main lesson I have struggled to learn is that the experiences are more deep and lasting sources of pleasure when they are shared with others. It has not been easy for me to accept this fact. Perhaps like most other people, I've had to overcome a self-centered inclination to live on my own terms, sometimes obsessed with intense ambition, bringing others into the private recesses of my life only reluctantly. I've come to realize that even my loved ones and I could enjoy the same event without really sharing the essence of it, and that it takes a lot of effort to sense and accommodate the desires of others in a generous way. This lifetime of learning has paid rich dividends for me and for those with whom I have learned to really share. I hope that these personal experiences will prove to be a practical and inspirational guide to anyone desiring to stretch mind and heart, to combine work and pleasure, and to reach out to others. A Boyhood in Archery. As a little boy, I lived within a protective cocoon, sharing all my experiences with other people. Our home was an isolated farm community named Archery, and all our neighbors were black families. My father, Earl, was a hard-working producer of pine timber, corn, cotton, peanuts, pork, beef, milk, wool, and other agricultural products, who tried to market everything possible at a retail level, directly to consumers. His income varied widely, depending on the weather or market values at harvest time, both equally unpredictable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?